Blog Talk Radio.
You're not sure. Oh, not the one. Okay.
Good evening and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose Radio Blogcast. We give God all praise and all honor. And all glory for his presence tonight. We were experiencing just a bit of tad bit of difficulty because our intro has not played. But nevertheless, we're going to continue to press on, praise God. And we thank God for all of his many blessings. And tonight, we're going to go ahead and start the program with a song of praise to our God, and then we will enter his throne of grace with prayer. And we have a message in the house tonight by myself, Pastor Constance Whitehurst, and the message is entitled Releasing the Power of the Resurrection Blessing. And so we thank God for you tuning in, and you, and especially you. We give all the praise and honor to our Covenant Fellowship Church, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and Senior Pastor Bishop Kevin J. Jones. And we give God praise for all that he's doing in and through Light of the World Christian Tabernacle. Again, thank you so much for tuning in this evening, and join us as we usher in the presence of God through praise.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praise at? Your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise.
God, praise God. Every praise belongs to God. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for your holy, powerful word that will go forth on this hour, Lord, that it reaches people's hearts, mind, and spirit. Lord, we pray, Lord, they get a renewness in their hearts, Father, and strengthening their mind, Lord. We pray, Lord, therefore, healing their body, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, just let your will be done on this day, Father. Let your word come forth, Lord. Let your manifestation of your word go into all the earth, Father, in our life, in our home, throughout our nation, Father, and throughout our community, and throughout our neighborhood, Father, Lord. Let your will be done, Father. And we will give you the glory for it, Lord. We thank you so much, Lord, for blessing us to see this day, Lord. Thank you for your compassion, Father. Thank God for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank God for your power and your strength, Father, Lord. We thank God that I know when I'm weak, you are strong, Lord, in me, Lord. For greater he that's in me than he that's in the world. Lord, we praise you for your holy name. Thank you for your people in this hour, Lord. Let your will be done till you glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. We give God all glory and, again, all honor, and thank God for his presence and his power. And, Lord God, I just pray that as I go forth with the word tonight, Lord God, that you just anoint me afresh, Father, to be able to minister your word with clarity, with understanding, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the covering of your blood. Thank you for your anointing power. Thank you, Lord God, that the people will be edified. Thank you, Lord God, that you will be glorified. And thank you, Heavenly Father, that the enemy will be terrified under the power and the anointing power of our God. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you all the honor and all the praise. As I share, join with me, if you would, and turn to John chapter 20, verses 10 through 16. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 10 through 16. And the title of tonight's message, as I shared earlier, is Release the Power of the Resurrection Blessing. And the scripture reads in John 20, verses 10 through 16, Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. She said unto them, Because thou hast taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. And she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Praise God. May God add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and understanding of his word. Some call today Easter Monday. Well, I choose to call it Resurrection Monday. This day that follows the celebration of the greatest day in the body of Christ, Resurrection Sunday. Just to reflect on Resurrection Sunday, it was the day that Mary Magdalene went early to the tomb to where they had laid the crucified body of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But when Mary arrived, a miracle
had taken place. The stone had been that had been sealed over the tomb had been rolled away. Mary ran to tell the disciples. The book of John, chapter 20, verse 2, said that she came to Simon Peter and the other disciple that Jesus loved and told them that they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. But the disciples ran, both the disciples ran to the tomb. And when they arrived and went in, they saw the grave clothes that Jesus wore lying in the tomb, but there was not a body. The disciples left, but Mary, who stood outside the tomb, remained weeping. She stooped down and looked into the tomb and saw two angels, one sitting, as scripture tells us, at the head and the other at the foot of where Jesus' body had laid. And they asked her, why was she weeping? And she said, because they have taken away my Lord, John 20:13, and I know not where they have laid him. Notice that Mary now personalized the statement, because in John verse 2, when she spoke to the disciples, she said they have taken away the Lord. But here she states they have taken away my Lord. This fact that Jesus' body was missing had become even more personal to her. I believe that from the time that Mary first arrived at the tomb, this is just Pastor Constance's interpretation, to the time that she spoke and answered the angel's reply, that Mary had had a chance to reflect over her life and her personal relationship to her Lord. She probably began to think about the miraculous change and difference that Jesus had made in her life. You see, history accounts that Mary Magdalene had been bound by the sin of prostitution. In Luke 8 and Mark 16:9, scripture confirms this is the same Mary who Jesus had cast out 7 demonic spirits. But Jesus delivered her. He healed her. He miraculously changed her life of destruction from one that was on her way to a burning hell to a life filled with his mercy and with God's grace. A life of service to Jesus and his heavenly Father. I don't know about you, but I can relate to how Mary must have felt. Mine wasn't a sin of prostitution, but nevertheless, sin is sin. And when, because of his love, when Jesus has taken hold of your life and delivered you from Satan's snares to a life of salvation because of God's grace and mercy, your relationship with Jesus Christ and God becomes personal. So I can understand, oh yes I can, how the love that she had for her Lord made her weep and cry out in verse 13. They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him. Oh, there is something about when you call on the name of the Lord, when you call and personalize your call, when you say, my Jesus, my Savior, my Lord, that Jesus shows up and shows himself strong on your behalf. Miracles and signs and wonders begin to take place. Huh. Aren't you thankful that Jesus doesn't play a game of hide and seek? in Jeremiah 29 and 13, the Lord tells us that you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Soon after Mary's reply to the angels in verse 13, Scripture records in the very next verse, verse 14, that Mary turned and she saw Jesus standing there. She did not immediately know who he was, but verse 16, as Mary had previously personalized this matter by stating, "My Lord," Jesus in turn personalizes his encounter with Mary by calling her by her name. He called to her and said, "Mary." And the scripture says that she turned herself and said to him, "Rabboni," or master. This is Jesus' first appearance after his resurrection. He commands Mary to go and tell his disciples that she has seen the Lord, that indeed Jesus Christ, hallelujah, has risen, and Jesus is alive. Christ is no longer the Jesus on the cross. Praise God, Jesus is alive. We serve a risen Savior. Now on this day, following the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, what are we to do? Well, I charge you that the command has not changed from what Jesus told Mary. He said, and he commanded her, go and tell his disciples. He later gave the same command to the disciples and told them before he descended, go ye, go ye, go ye therefore, as it states in Matthew 28:19-20. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. As he commanded Mary and the disciples, we too are commanded to go tell and go teach of the word of God and the blessings that follow the resurrection. So like Pastor Jay would say, that was my introduction. Tonight, I want to briefly talk with you from the topic, release the power of the resurrection blessing. Release the power of the resurrection blessing. In its simplest terms, resurrection means to bring back to life that which was dead. The resurrecting power of the Holy Spirit brought Jesus from death back to life. The Holy Spirit of God only has the power to restore. It's only the power of the Holy Spirit of God that has the power to restore, transform, and resurrect the dead pieces of our life, of our lives, back to life. He can restore a dead relationship. He can restore dead hopes and dreams. The Holy Spirit can restore dead mindsets and more, and bring all back to life. We are called to take resurrection reality and power out of the church on Sunday, which is Resurrection Sunday, and release it into the world on Monday, giving this world a transforming faith, an unshakable hope, and a radical love that will revolutionize the lives of all who believe. I'm going to say that again because this serves as the main point of my message. We are called to take resurrection reality and power out of the church on Sunday and release it into the world on Monday, giving this world a transforming faith, an unshakable hope, and a radical love that will revolutionize the lives of all who believe. Let's begin by talking about releasing the power of the resurrection blessing to transform faith. Releasing the power of the resurrection blessing to transform faith. In the past messages, you've heard me talk about the importance of faith in the life of the believer. The Bible teaches that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is so important that the scripture teaches us that God gives each of us a measure of faith, because he tells us also in scripture that without faith, it is impossible to please him. Isn't that just like God? That something that we must have in order to please him, he goes ahead and gives it to us anyway. He tells us that just with a faith the size of a mustard seed, that you can move mountains. And a mustard seed, if anybody is familiar with a mustard seed, if you've ever seen one, it is so tiny, almost like a speck. But that the Lord tells us that just having mustard seed size faith allows you to be able to move mountains. But what does Christ's resurrection have to do with our faith? Everything. Oh, yes, it does. Everything. It's Jesus' resurrection from death to life that empowers our faith. First, our salvation depends on our decision to believe by faith in Jesus Christ and in his resurrection. Romans 10, 9, and 10 state that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. By faith, we believe that God raised Jesus from death to life. Without the faith to confess Jesus and believe his resurrection, nothing else matters. So it is our confession and belief in Jesus and the resurrection that makes all things matter. It is our confession and belief in Jesus and the resurrection that makes all things matter. When we release the power of the resurrection, faith is transformed. Faith is strengthened. Faith is renewed. Our lives and the lives of others are empowered and changed. How do we release the power of the resurrection blessing to transform? How is a faith that has been weakened and weary and even deadened by circumstances and trials of this world brought back to life? How do you strengthen and transform your faith and the faith of others? Well, I'm glad you asked. Romans 10 and 17 tells us that faith comes from what? Hearing. And hearing the word of God. Matthew 4 and 4 tells us that man should not live by just physical food that feeds the body alone, but man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. But we must activate the blessing of this resurrection power to transform our faith by the words that we speak. Job 22:27-28 tells us that you will make your prayer to him, and it's speaking of praying to God. God, it says, he will hear you, and you will pay your vows. You have some responsibility, things to do, things to be able to be obedient to God's commands, and you will pay your vows, and you will declare a thing. Listen, brothers and sisters, you will declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So, light will shine on your way. Ha! We must align our words, the words that we speak. We must align our words with the words of God and not align our words with our circumstance. If our circumstances say we're sick, we are to speak healing and wellness in the name of Jesus. If our bank account has a single-digit balance, we are to speak abundance in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pause here and just share a bit of a testimony to that. As I was writing, I began to reflect back on a circumstance that happened at the onset of our marriage. And I can remember once early in our marriage when we were having some financial difficulties and we had gotten behind on our car payment and we had direct deposit, and without any notice, as soon as the deposit hit our account, the bank withdrew all the money except $7.35. We were not ones to ask of our family or ask for help. And we had no idea where the money was going to come from. We had to cover utilities and we had to pay for our food and other monthly expenses. So my husband and I, we joined together and we began to pray. How many of you know that the word of God tells us that one could put 1,000 to flight, but praise God, two could put 10,000. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so as we began to pray, we began to openly declare God's word, to verbally speak God's word. Sometimes all you have to do is to hold on to just one scripture, praise God. There's power in the word of God. There's power in the spoken word of God. And we held on to one scripture. And that scripture was Philippians 4:19, which told us that even in the midst of this dire financial difficulty, but our God, oh yes, personalized, but our God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Yes, he will.
I still don't know exactly how God did it, but I do know, praise God. The enemy's trying not to let me tell this testimony, but I'm going to tell it. Hallelujah.
I ain't telling.
But I do know that we had food each day. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
No utilities were turned off.
Hallelujah.
And our household was covered. And God provided not just the words spoken by the preacher, but as we speak, we align our words with the words of God. And as we speak God's word, we in turn are hearing the word. And the word of God already tells us that faith cometh by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. And by us hearing even the words that we speak forth out of our mouth, our faith is strengthened and renewed.
Yes, it is.
Release the power of the resurrection blessing to transform your faith. Next, release the power of the resurrection blessing to assure an unshakable hope. Release the power of the resurrection blessing to assure an unshakable hope. What are you talking about, Pastor Constance? In our society, it is unfortunate that many have lost hope, especially after 2020 and the dealings of COVID-19. Families have lost loved ones. Individuals have lost health, decrease in income, and more. Many place their hope in that which is man-made rather than that which is God-inspired. Yet, know that anything that is man-made, as well as man himself, is subject to failure. It's subject to deterioration and even subject to death. Even the strongest of Christians, during times of great difficulty, sometimes struggle with finding and holding on to hope. Yet as believers, we are not only called to be the salt and the light of the earth, but we are also called to be hope bearers, carriers of hope. We are called to live our lives as living testament to the resurrection, transforming and renewing power of hope in God. Romans 15:13 states that may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God, the power of the Holy Spirit will allow you to overflow with hope. And when we find ourselves faced with a dwindling hope, we are to look back at the bloody cross and the empty tomb of Jesus. These are reminders, as the song says, that our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
Yes.
I dare not trust in the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Release the power of the resurrection blessing to develop and to assure an unshakable hope. Next, release the power of the resurrection blessing to develop a radical love. I've shared with you that in Matthew chapter 24, that scripture tells us that in the latter days, the love of many would begin to wax cold. I see this reflected in the lives of many. Crimes committed against the innocent. Families failing to show love to one another. And the true love of God, even as God ordained for marriage, is being counterfeited, prostituted, and sin-stained. As men are allowed to marry men, and women are allowed to marry women, and couples cohabitate together and start families, yet fail to commit to one another in holy matrimony. Oh, this is not the God kind of love. We are called to share far-reaching, unconditional, radical love of God and of Jesus Christ. The empty tomb and the empty cross and the resurrection was the greatest exhibit of known to mankind. Scripture shares a very familiar passage that states, "For God so loved the world," in John 3:16, "that he gave his one and only son, his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Amen. That's how much love, that's the radical love of our heavenly Father. John 15:13 goes on to share that greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. As believers, we must daily monitor our thermostat to ensure that our love is not growing cold. In closing, I wanted to share this poem about God's radical love for us. And it states, "God loves you just the way you are, in spite of all your flaws, no matter how many times you let him down or how many times you have wandered away from his arms. Even if you think you're not worthy." Excuse me. "God loves you unconditionally. Every day, he waits for you and chases you. He wants to have a relationship with you. If you could feel God's love for you, even for a second, your heart your heart would not be able to contain it. It's a radical love. It's beyond powerful. Its depth is immeasurable. It comes to you in waves upon waves upon waves upon waves, flowing within you and all about you. He loves you supernaturally, beyond your comprehension, and above the world's understanding of what love is. There is nothing that anyone can say or think about you that can take away from you, not even you. There is nothing that anyone can say or think about you that can take that," meaning God's love, "away from you, not even you. There is no circumstance or calamity or disaster or COVID-19 where God's love cannot reach you." Amen. "And hold you. Therefore, do not be troubled. In the darkness, have no fear. In the storm, never think for a minute that he has abandoned or forgotten you. God waits for you and chases you. God comforts you and he rescues you.
Amen.
You are the one that Jesus died for because he didn't want to live without you.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. We're talking about God's radical love. The empty cross, the empty tomb, and Christ's resurrection for all allows us to release the power of the resurrection blessing to transform faith. Releasing the power of the resurrection blessing to assure an unshakable love. And the empty cross, the empty tomb, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ for all releases the power of the resurrection blessing to develop a radical love. I pray that this word has been a blessing to the hearers. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for Pastor Constance sharing that word of faith. Amen. Thank God for that. And we that pray the holy name for the woman of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that word. Releasing the power of the resurrection blessing. Amen. She meant from scriptures from old to new. Amen. Praise God. To teach you about the word of God, about what God has called to do, what God has transformed our lives through what Jesus done for on the cross, before, during, and after the cross, his resurrection, blessing, and power of God continues to resurrect people's lives today, amen. He continues to transform people's lives even today, amen. Praise God for that. Praise God for you should never lose the power. Long as the blood should never lose the power. And the word of God should never lose its power. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for Jesus' life, death, burial, and resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
And in Jesus said it's finished. It's fully completed. Everything's done. You don't have to go back and do anything again. It's fully completed. It's fully done. All you got to do is just receive it by faith, praise God.
Amen.
You confess for sin, believe it by faith, and you shall let Jesus into your heart, and you shall receive him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. The work will all be done. Christ did everything you need to do. Amen. He comes back. He comes back for his church. Amen. For the body of Christ. Come back for the bridegroom. Praise God. Amen. Are you gonna be in that number? Praise God. Million gonna be there. Are you gonna be part of that? Praise God. We thank God for the word of God tonight. About him being restored, the bridge, about him being restored, a story in our life, in our family, and all we do. God is concerned about you and me. Amen. Jesus loved us. He loved you. Praise God unconditionally. Amen. Without any in the midst, everything that God has is for you, for I, the blessing he wants to continue to give to us. And we walk by faith each and every day. Amen. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Pray on tonight. We thank God for one of God bringing forth that powerful word. We need that on today. Amen. We need that on today. We need that word on today, the word that will bless us, that will keep us, and that will strengthen us, Lord. And we take this journey in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank God for his holy word and for the wonderful God to bring forth that word in Jesus' name. We thank you so much for that.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. To God be all the glory. Tonight we're talking about releasing the power of the resurrection blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And if we have one that would like to we're going to open the lines up to our listening audience tonight. If we have one that would like to share in the comments of the message tonight, or if you have a prayer request or a testimony, this is your time and your opportunity. We'd love to hear from you. Releasing the power of the resurrection blessing. Oh, we thank God for his life and for the death and for the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And yes, because of his life, death, and resurrection. Oh, my Lord, that's all that truly matters. Oh, yes, it gives us all of the strength, all of the faith that we need to be able to
Amen.
Walk this Christian journey.
And have you been transformed by that resurrection power in Christ Jesus? Amen.
Amen. Is there one tonight that would care to share in the comments of this message? Praise God.
We thank God for that powerful word. Thank God for God's mercy and for his grace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for
amen.
His salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Amen. If you would, go ahead and just press 1 on your keypad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. We thank God for you. We thank God for the presence of Almighty God. We thank God for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for the meaning of his life and his death and his resurrection. Praise God. We do have one. Hallelujah. The caller, the last 4 digits of your number is 6769. Go right ahead, please.
I praise God on tonight for the woman of God.
Amen.
And the encouragement of the word tonight. It sometimes, you know, we think about how to, you know, share with others about our faith and about the power that God gives us, how we can, you know, share with others about that. And on tonight, I just thank God because God gives us that power, you know, and he wants us to release it on someone else. And I just thank God for the word of tonight and that confirmation for my life, you know, letting me know that this thing is a continual thing. You know, we have to constantly, you know, receive the power and give the, you know, and give, share with others. And I just thank God about the releasing the power of the resurrection blessing to transform our faith and to help this radical love. This is no worldly love. I love the way it was explained because some people, you know, shy away from, you know, speaking about the truth about what love truly is, you know. And so I thank God for the woman of God tonight, letting God use her to share exactly what love is and what love is not. And so I just thank the Lord, and I bless the Lord on tonight for the word that went forth. And I ask for your prayers. I solicit your prayers for me and my family, and I thank you for the word, and I ask God to continue to bless your ministries.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much, Elder Strayhorn, for your comment tonight, and we thank God for you sharing in the word. And let me say this also. I want to give thanks to our ministers on last Monday for joining us in the time of prayer. It was powerful, and we give God praise. And the Lord has just laid on our heart to allow at least one Monday, and so we're going to dedicate the 4th Monday of each month to a time of prayer. We don't count lightly the power of prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And gathering together, the word of God tells us that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So even our listening audience, if you know that you have a prayer request or that you have a prayer need, please send us a text or send us an email to let us know, and we will gather all those prayer requests together for the 4th Monday, and we're going to ask our ministers to return back and begin and just join with us as others in prayer, because there is power in prayer. We don't have to just sit back and watch the enemy run rampant. No, we don't. We don't have to just sit back and watch, you know, as the devices of the evil one try to take control. But we know that we serve a God who, our God is in control, and that at the power of prayer, recently we had a massive storm headed in our direction, and we give a testimony to this because as we watched the storm head for our county, we stopped and gathered together in prayer, and we literally saw on the radar how that storm went from 200 lightning strikes within a matter of about 5 minutes. That storm went from 200 lightning strikes down to 2, and that storm dissipated. I share that with you to share the testimony of God's power of prayer. Oh, my God, there is power in prayer.
Yeah.
And so we just need to utilize the weapons of our warfare and the arsenal that God has given us. We can't fight things in the natural, but we can fight because it is a spiritual battle. And so we must use spiritual arsenals and our spiritual weaponry. And one of our spiritual weaponry is the power of prayer. And so we will dedicate, by the grace of God, every fourth Monday of the month, until the Lord says we are going to dedicate every fourth Monday of the month to a time of the sweet hour of prayer. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. God. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead again. We thank you for tuning in tonight. We pray that the blessings of God be upon you and your families, and we thank God for his presence. Go forth. Take the word of God and share the good news of Jesus Christ and the word of our Lord. And we give God all the praise, honor, and all the glory. To God be all the glory. Have a wonderful night, and God bless.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
God will turn it around.
praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.
After this,